This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The number two Democrat in the Senate, Dick Durbin, is calling for a criminal investigation of President Trump. President Trump's been heard on tape pressing Georgia's Secretary of State to find him enough votes to overturn Joe Biden's win in that state.
In an audio recording obtained by the Associated Press of a call Saturday between the president, Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger, and others, the president says,
I just want to find 11,780 votes, which is one more than we have, because we won the state, and flipping the state is a great testament to our country.
In the call, Trump repeats a litany of claims of alleged voter fraud and irregularities, to which Raffensperger responds,
Well, Mr. President, the challenge that you have is the data you have is wrong.
Biden senior advisor Bob Bauer calls the recording irrefutable proof of Trump pressuring and threatening an official in his own party to overturn the election. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump and Joe Biden will both campaign in Georgia today. Tomorrow, Georgia will hold two Senate runoff races, which will decide which party controls the Senate. Congress meets Wednesday to formally declare Joe Biden the winner of the presidential election. Dozens of Republicans in the House and Senate say they will officially object to the results, forcing votes that will almost certainly fail. Dr. Anthony Fauci says President-elect Biden's goal of giving 100 million coronavirus shots within his first 100 days in office is doable.
The goal of vaccinating 100 million people in the first 100 days is a realistic goal. We can do 1 million people per day.
Dr. Fauci on ABC's This Week. Britain just gave the first AstraZeneca shots in the world. This is AP News. Washington isn't just politics. The Washington football team's gotten into the playoffs despite a losing record. The AP's Dave Ferry reports.
The Washington football team claimed the NFC East title with a 2014 win at Philadelphia. Alex Smith threw two touchdown passes and was 22 of 32 for 162 yards and two interceptions. Smith threw a 13-yard TD pass to Logan Thomas in the second quarter to put Washington ahead for good. The go-ahead toss came after Jalen Hurts scored on a pair of 6-yard TD runs for the Eagles. Washington is the third team to win a division with a losing record, ending up 7-9. Six of this season's non-playoff teams posted records that were the same or better. I'm Dave Ferry.
Holiday department store sales fell 10% from last year, according to MasterCard. Shoppers did buy furniture, electronics, and appliances. They were up 6%. Shoppers investing in their homes during this pandemic lockdown. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.